WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate March 26th. On today's date in the year 1859, a country doctor in France saw a small black round dot moving across the face of the sun. He watched it for more than an hour and later wrote a letter to a prominent astronomer of the time in which he described what he'd seen. The country doctor, whose name was Lescarbot, wrote to Jean-Joseph Le Verrier, one of the co-discoverers of the planet Neptune. Le Verrier came to believe that the doctor's black dot might be evidence for a planet moving inside the orbit of the innermost planet Mercury. This hypothetical planet was later named Vulcan by Le Verrier, who went to visit the doctor to learn more about what he'd seen. From Lescarbot's data, he calculated a possible orbit for Vulcan. He thought it might move around the sun once every 20 days, at a distance from our mother star of only about 13 million miles. He also came to believe that the object was much smaller than Mercury, only about 1/17 as massive, and therefore that it might be the largest of a belt of asteroids orbiting very near the sun. In 1860, there was a total eclipse of the sun visible from that part of the globe. Le Verrier mobilized all French and a few other astronomers to find Vulcan during this eclipse, but no one did find it, and to this day, no one has. We now know that no object, even a hundredth the size of the supposed planet Vulcan, lies within Mercury's orbit. For March 26th, that's Stardate. For a free sky calendar and star chart, send a legal-sized, self-addressed, stamped envelope to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712, and please remember, it is absolutely free. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
And so on. Good evening.
Hi.
It's 5 minutes after 12 o'clock. This is the voice of Long Island.
Mike Juhas over on this side.
And Eric Orley over here.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another Friday night, Saturday morning type of a thing.
Yeah.
With us making funny noises and doing all kinds of things until 2 o'clock in the morning. And, well...
We hope you stay with us.
We hope you do.
Because we hope we stay with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And at 6 minutes past 12, the digital thermometer is reading plus zero.
Yeah, it never reads minus zero.
No, that's one temperature it misses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's plus zero outside. Pretty cold.
Figure around 32 Fahrenheit. Actually, that thermometer always reads a couple of degrees warm. So.
Well, yeah, I guess. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
Especially in springtime.
Yeah, perfection is our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be imperfect. We strive for imperfection.
That's true, and we often attain it.
That's right, most of the time. Like now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What did we do wrong then?
We're talking about what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's right.
It reveals unprofessionalism.
But then again, we're doing it now, so it cancels it out.
Well, we're doing it double over, so that's either double as much unprofessionalism, or maybe it's sort of adequate.
Yeah.
Like you said, maybe it cancels out.
Well, in any event.
I'd like to read you a quote.
Sure.
From a book. The book is called The Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Ooh, where'd you get that book from? Did you join Channel 21 or something?
No, actually, a friend of mine lent it to me.
Oh, did he join Channel 21?
I'm not sure about that. Could be. This is a paperback. I think you get the hardcover when you join.
No, not a chance.
Really? Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I have obtained both books, both Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and The Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Are you going to read something from page 42?
No.
Oh.
Page 46.
Oh.
Pretty close, though.
Yeah.
What is on page 42? Nothing of interest. Anyway, this is about elevators. And elevators come into our daily lives quite often. I know they come into mine. And usually stairs are used instead because of what the elevators don't do. This is pretty interesting, though. Modern elevators are strange and complex entities. The ancient electric winch and maximum capacity 8-persons jobs bear as much relation to a Sirius Cybernetics Corporation happy vertical people transporter as a packet of mixed nuts does to the entire west wing of the Syrian State Mental Hospital. This is because they operate on the curious principle of defocused temporal perception. In other words, they have the capacity to see dimly into the immediate future, which enables the elevator to be on the right floor to pick you up, even before you knew you wanted it, thus eliminating all the tedious chatting, relaxing, and making friends that people were previously forced to do while waiting for elevators. Not unnaturally, many elevators imbued with intelligence and precognition became terribly frustrated with the mindless business of going up and down, experimented briefly with the notion of going sideways as a sort of existential protest, demanded participation in the decision-making process, and finally took to squatting in basements, sulking. An impoverished hitchhiker visiting any planets in the Sirius star system these days can pick up easy money working as a counselor for neurotic elevators.
Hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think so, and
sure, the whole book is
a portent of the future.
Now, what book is that from?
This is from The Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Oh, I see.
By Douglas Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Millieways.
A lot of neurotic elevators on this campus, I can tell you that much.
That's for
sure.
Oh,
I can talk for hours about those elevators.
I'll bet you can.
The ones in the library, for instance, well, there's one I haven't seen for about 4 years. In theory, it exists, but I have not seen it. I don't know where it's hiding. Administration is pretty much the same way. The Social Behavioral Sciences building. Ho, ho, ho. Anybody who's ever been in that building knows about the elevators in there.
Mm.
Yeah. They, for some reason, think that someone is constantly calling them on every floor. So no matter where you are in the SBS building, you can always hear a ding constantly. About once every 20 seconds, they all go ding. I hate elevators that go ding.
What would you rather have them do?
Nothing.
Dong?
Just open up their doors.
Oh.
I mean, chances are, if you're waiting for an elevator, you'll see it open up the door. And if you're on the elevator, you damn well better see it open up the door. What the hell are you doing in there?
Facing the other direction or something.
That's good. You ever try that?
I always do.
You ever
do
go
that.
Into an elevator and just look at the back?
I always do.
A crowded elevator has to be.
Yes. Yes.
You get some strange looks doing that.
Yeah, but you can't tell because your back is turned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can put up a sign saying, men's elevator. Women's elevator. Kitty elevator. Dogs, please use elevator on the right.
That's an idea.
If you have access to a print shop or something, you can really do a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
You ever seen a really weird sign?
Mm.
I mean, really strange one that you wonder what it means.
No, not really.
No, neither have I. But then again, they must exist. You know, they're out there someplace.
Yeah.
And we're going to find them.
Yeah. If you have any indication of where such a sign might be,
give us a call.
Call us up a little later, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can call us right now, in fact, because we're going to be going into some music now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and we got some special features coming up, too.
Ooh!
And all that we want to get to you as soon as possible. And it is, from what I understand, Independence Day in Bangladesh. Somebody told me that.
Ooh!
So maybe we'll be visiting those folks and saying hi to them. Then again, who knows? So stay tuned to the Voice of Long Island. Our telephone number, incidentally, is
516-247-9001.
In English, that telephone number is area code 516.
Then 246.
Then 7901. That's right. Now, we're going to go to this new album that everyone's been waiting for 3.5 years now. The new Pink Floyd album is out. Yes, here it is. And this is what the Pink Floyd album sounds like when you smash it against a microphone. nothing new, as you can see.
What's this one called? The Floor?
No, it's not called The Floor.
The Roof?
It's called The Final Cut.
Oh.
Special banded version for radio. Oh, wait, that's not part of the title. That's part of the label. No, there is another part to this title. Yeah, A Requiem for the Post-War Dream.
Ooh.
Yeah, performed by Pink Floyd, which consists of David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Roger Waters.
What?
No Rick Wright, they say? Nope, he's gone. The keyboard player is not around. Do you know why they got rid of him?
Why?
Because nobody can pronounce that name. Try saying it.
Right.
Rick Wright. It doesn't work.
Rick Wright.
Yeah, you screw it up, you know. Can't say it three times fast.
Rick Wright, Rick Wright, Rick Wright.
See? Sounded awful. So they got all these people to replace him. They got Michael Kamen, piano harmonium. Andy Bown, looks like Brown without an R, on Hammond organ. Ray Cooper, percussion. Andy Newmark, drums on one song called Two Sons. Raphael Ravenscroft on tenor sax. And they got the entire National Philharmonic Orchestra conducted and arranged by Michael Kamen, who,
ooh,
as we said, plays piano and harmonium.
Yeah.
So, there is on this album one song that says lyrical content of this song may be objectionable in part to some.
Oh, that's why we're going to play it. Right?
Yeah, I noticed we happen to have that song queued up. amazing how these coincidences happen around here. But yeah, that song is called, there it is. Not Now, John is what it's called.
Ooh.
So from the new album by Pink Floyd, Not Now, John.
On the Voice
of Long Island.
Thank you.
Well, I wasn't very offended, were you? It was pretty good, I guess. Not Now, John. New from Pink Floyd off the Final Cut. And, according to Arnie Pritchett, that was recorded in something called Holophonics. Yeah, they've thrown something new at us. Holophonics is supposed to be the equivalent of 3D in films, except it's on record now. What exactly that's supposed to mean, I'm not sure, but from what I understand, with this kind of recording apparatus, some of the sounds sound like they're coming from behind you. So I haven't experienced that yet. I tried, but not yet. I'll see if I can get that kind of an effect from this record. It would be amazing if I could. Holophonics, what next? But anyway, the point I want to make is that this Pink Floyd sound of today is all Roger Waters screaming about how oppressed everything is and how miserable he is. It's not the Pink Floyd I've come to know and love, you know? The Pink Floyd I like is the old days, back in the late 60s, early 70s, and here's a song that kind of typifies that.
Hey, if you're into cable TV, we got something coming up for you. Keep it here on The Voice of Long Island, 90.1 FM.
A belly full, but we hungry. A rain a fall, but the dust is up. A yacht a yoke, but the yod no no. Them a dance to the rhythm of the sufferer. Them a dance to forget. Them a dance in no fret. Them a sing, man. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well run dry. And the children ask you why. And the pit and the meat and we all live in it and the game is the same and who is to blame the system. The system is a fraud. I said the system is a graveyard. I said the system is a fraud. I said the system is a grave.
Yeah. Something new there.
Mm-hmm.
From Muda Baruka. And an album called Check It. Ain't that right?
Yes, it is.
And it's Deceased Him. Hey, you can talk a little louder.
Yeah, well, you had the things plugged into the wrong hole.
No, I didn't have them plugged in at all.
Ah, that explains it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Okay.
What do you got working on?
Well, I'm all the way on the north side of the studio here. You haven't seen me for a long time, but
that's true. That's
I've been
true.
Taking a feed from our local sketch company,
uh-huh.
And they have something for us, for all the people who get cable TV out there. You know how all these crazy channels keep popping up, you know?
Yeah, the Time Channel.
The Time Channel, the Weather Channel, the,
yeah.
You know, Health Channel, mm-hmm. The, you know, all kinds of channels.
Yeah.
The thing these days is specialized needs, you know. It's not broadcasting anymore. It's narrowcasting is what
they
call it.
Yeah, right.
And, well, this is an example, they said.
The Union
I haven't
channel?
Been able to hear this thing yet, but it just says on the box of the tape, it says, you know, this. Anyone who gets cable TV will appreciate this.
Hmm. But you're not going to say exactly what it is then, huh?
Well, I can't say exactly what it is.
Oh, it's not in the contract, I see.
Yeah. But from what I understand, it is suitable for air, and we will have it on within the next 5 minutes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, in the meantime, here's some music from Linton Kwesi Johnson on The Voice.
Of Long Island. Yes.
Yow.
It is Long Island, isn't it?
Yeah, last time I looked.
comes the
pestilence,
murder,
bus plunges,
suicide,
war,
snake bites,
bombings,
plane crashes,
heart failure,
all this and more
on the Obituary Channel. I'm David Ruddle with the Obituary Headlines at 18 minutes past the hour. A massacre of sorts has been reported in Bengal. No further details are available at the moment, but we'll keep you informed as soon as the first obituaries come in. So far today, just over 3,000 people are reported to have died around the world, which is 1.9% above the average figure. Of those 3,000, nobody of relative fame is included. The Obituary Channel, though, has its eye on three separate celebrities who are in particularly poor health. Stay tuned to the Obituary Channel should they happen to leave this realm. The casket shortage that has plagued the Midwest since early January may soon be over. A new contract will be voted on tomorrow by the United Casket Builders of America, and if it's approved as expected, there'll be enough caskets for one and all, according to a company spokesman. Those are the headlines. We'll keep you updated throughout the night on any new deaths. I'm David Ruddle for the Obituary Channel. Now back to Alona Franklin and John Hendricks in Atlanta.
John Benderheiser, the 87-year-old outspoken inventor of the star and number sign touchtone keys, died today at his estate in Fort Myers, Florida. Benderheiser was known for his ability to tell things like they were. At a banquet in his honor 2 years ago, sponsored by AT&T, he accused the phone company of being a bunch of greedy bastards. Needless to say, this resulted in a great deal of consternation, but of course, nothing to compare with the embarrassment that followed Benderheiser's 1978 meeting with President Jimmy Carter. When on national television, Benderheiser was heard asking an aide, "What the hell's he always grinning about? Does he know something we don't?" John Benderheiser, dead at 87. He will be missed.
Olinda Thaisdu, the last living aide to King Zog of Albania, is living no more. The 94-year-old Thaisdu helped find the infamous Zog tapes back in 1962. Those tapes, if you remember, proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that the late King Zog was in fact leading a double life as athlete Jesse Owens. Rather than herald the revelations as good material for the National Enquirer, the socialist government of Albania chose to condemn Thaisdu for bringing it all up in the first place. She was labeled an imperialist lackey and sent into exile in the hills of Tibet, where she died last night in typical bourgeois fashion by choking on caviar. She will be missed. Willona?
We all remember Flipper, the popular TV series about an extraordinary dolphin who kept the water safe for democracy, but not many can recall the name of the shark that Flipper was constantly getting into fights with. Well, his name was Spunko, and yes, now he's dead too. Spunko died late this afternoon at the Amalgamated Aquarium in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He appeared in over 12 episodes of the widely disclaimed TV show, but was never paid any residuals because he was not an American-born shark. Spunko never seemed to be able to understand the reason behind this and lived out his last 2 decades in depression and bitterness. He will be missed.
A complete half-hour story on the life of Spunko the Shark will be presented tonight at 7:30 on Dead Animals.
This is the Obituary Channel.
You're in touch with the dead.
Please listen closely to this special TV offer. Are you worried about the high cost of leaving? Yes, we all have to die sometime, so why not start planning now for that special day in your life, your death? For a limited time only, National Diet Home Service is offering its top-of-the-line bamboo urn for the amazingly low price of $149.99. This special urn has been handcrafted in Malaysia and is just waiting for your ashes. Mail before midnight tonight, 3 a.m. Eastern, and we'll include a book of matches guaranteed to light your fire. Send $149.99 to Bamboo Urn, P.O. Box 3241, Big Bear City, California, 92314-3241. California residents, please include 19% sales tax. The Bamboo Urn, for the time of your death.
This is Sandra O'Reilly. Join me every Wednesday afternoon at 3 for Suicide Corner, a revealing half-hour program where we talk... have snuffed it. Each week we'll take a candid look at famous people around the world who've recently killed themselves. And then we'll switch to your local cable system for a look at the people in your area who ended it all this week. I hope you'll join us. That's Suicide Corner, Wednesday afternoons at 3, only on the Obituary Channel.
Hi, this is Lou Antonuccio. Tonight on Celebrity Death Watch, we'll predict just what celebrities will die this year and how, plus we'll get an advanced screening of obituaries for these famous people. Special guest Arthur Schumann of the five-star funeral home will tell us about some of the superstars they've buried in the past and speculate on who they'll handle in the future. So tune in to the only program on cable that lets you see celebrity obituaries while they're still alive. Celebrity Death Watch, weeknights at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Obituary Channel.
We now go to your local cable system for the latest in local obituaries.
Hi, I'm Roberta Andersonville, and you'll never guess who just died. Here in the local Lincoln County area, Dermot Peterson finally kicked the bucket after 40 or so years of trying. Here's Harry Tyler with more.
Well, Roberta, there's really not all that much to say, except that Dermot Peterson is really dead this time, and not just sleeping it off in the gutter, a sight that many residents of our town have grown accustomed to. Dermot was, of course, the official town drunk, a title he took very seriously, and one for which, at the moment, there is no prospective replacement. The mood around town at the news of Dermot's death seems to be one of melancholy indifference, and while many people are claiming that Dermot Peterson meant less to them than a cracked curbstone, we all know that deep within us, something has been taken. He will be missed.
Thank you, Harry Tyler, for that special report. Now, here's Lester Morelka with a special update.
Good evening. A particularly large squirrel has been mashed near exit 73 of the parkway. No word yet on identity or history of this squirrel, but as soon as we get it, we'll pass it on to you. Roberta?
Thanks, Lester. That's all from your local cable company. Now back to the big boys.
Learn how to follow, and I learn how to fight. When I learn how to feel, the wrong or the right, well, sure is one thing I should learn from the start. Cause I never learned how to guard my heart. When I learn how to turn, and I learn how to jive. When I learn how to think, I learned how to survive. But there's still one thing I should learn from the start. All that I never learned, that the guard my heart. I wait to thank you, discovery. All I need for you, sir. And that's when you'll discover that it ain't enough. But I learned how to fall, and I learned how to fight. When I learned how to turn, the wrong from the right, I knew just one thing I could learn from the start. All I never learned, how to guard my heart. That's what you're gonna discover, but it ain't enough.
learn how to talk, and I learn how to play. When I learn how to feel, the right for the right. There's just one thing I should learn from the start. All I ever learned how to guard my heart. All I ever learned how to guard my heart. If that's why you're worried, tired, some of the baby's eyes go with dire, out of fire. You look open and you put the book. Give me a new book now. My heart is in the dark. To my book in the yard. To my cat in the chat. To my cook playing jazz. Give me a new life. Give me a new time. Bring me a new guy. Show me a new fighter. Is this the message from God? He said that you must repent, young.
Remind
you the yak, the yak,
the yak, the yak.
To my cook in the back, with him. Catch a whiplash. Catch her in the dance.
I'm not The dreadlocks, can I hear them say? To what you got. This is WUSB, Stony Brook.
Yow, in a Cajun rub-a-dub style.
Thank you. which of us will write our Declaration of Independence?
Mr. Adams, I say you should write it. To your legal mind and brilliance we defer.
Is that so? Well, if I'm the one to do it, they'll run their quill pens through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked, you know that, sir.
Yes, I know.
But I say you should write it. Franklin, yes, you.
Hell no.
Yes, you, Dr. Franklin. You.
What?
You.
What?
You.
What? Mr. Adams. But, Mr. Adams, the things I write are only light extemporanea. I won't put politics on paper, it's a mania. So I refuse to use the pen in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania,
Mr. Sherman, I say you should write it. You are never controversial, as it were.
That is true.
Whereas if I'm the one to do it, they'll run their quill pens through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked, you know that, sir.
Yes, I do.
So I say you should write it. Roger, yes, you.
Good heavens, no.
Yes, you, Roger Sherman. You.
But.
You.
But.
You.
But. Mr. Adams. But, Mr. Adams, I cannot write with any style or proper etiquette. I don't know a participle from a predicate. I am just a simple cobbler from Connecticut.
Connecticut, Connecticut, a simple cobbler.
Mr. Livingston, maybe you should write it. You have many friends and you're a diplomat.
Oh, that word.
Whereas if I'm the one to do it, they'll run their quill pens through it.
He's obnoxious and disliked, did you know that?
I hadn't heard.
So I say you should write it. Robert, yes, you.
Not me, Johnny.
Yes, you, Robert Livingston, you.
But,
you.
But,
you.
But. Mr. Adams. Dear Mr. Adams, I've been presented with a new son by the noble sort. So I am going home to celebrate and pop the court with all the Livingstons to gather back in old New York. New York, New York, Livingston, boys and pop the court.
Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Adams, I beg of you, I've not seen my wife these past 6 months.
And we solemnly declare that we will preserve our liberties, being with one mind resolved to die free men rather than to live slaves. Thomas Jefferson, on the necessity of taking up arms, 1775, magnificent. Why, you write 10 times better than any man in Congress, including me. For a man of only 33 years, you possess a happy talent for composition and a remarkable felicity of expression. Now then, sir, will you be a patriot or a lover?
A lover.
No.
But I burn, Mr. A.
So do I, Mr. J.
You?
You do?
John, who'd have thought it?
Mr. Jefferson, dear Mr. Jefferson, I'm only 41. I still have my virility. And I can romp through Cupid's Grove with great agility. But life is more than sexual combustibility.
Combustibility! Combustibility!
Now, you'll write it, Mr. J.
Who will make me, Mr. A?
I.
You?
Yes.
How?
By physical force, if necessary. It's your duty, damn it. Your duty.
Mr. Adams. Damn you, Mr. Adams. You're obnoxious and disliked, that cannot be denied. Once again you stand between me and my lovely bride.
Lovely bride.
Oh, Mr. Adams, you are driving me to homicide.
Homicide! Homicide!
The decision is yours, Mr. Jefferson. Do as you like with it.
Yeah, 1776. The song's called But Mr. Adams. Sort of rouses the old patriotism, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Boy, I saw that, too. No, actually, I saw a film, I think, 1776.
Oh, this is from the film. Yeah.
How about that? Maybe there wasn't a play to start with.
Hmm.
Maybe it was just a film.
We heard all sorts
of neat things. Based on the musical play, 1776.
That's right. We heard all sorts of neat things just before that. Like what?
I don't know. You played them.
Oh, well, I forgot already.
Just, I don't know, strange music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
This is the Voice of Long Island.
That's our Voice of Long Island theme.
It sure is.
I'm going to say goodbye.
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 Mike has left. He's gone. I'm Eric Corley. I'll be with you until 2, anyway, talking about all kinds of things. Actually, not talking so much, but just playing all kinds of interesting things. Our telephone number here is 246-7901 if you want to take Mike's place. Feel free to give us a call. The position is open. Area code 516-246-7901. Right now, though, a little blast from the past and something from the War of the Worlds.
And we're dead, right? So we gotta make a new life where they'll never find us. You know where? Underground. You should see it down there. Hundreds of miles of drains. Sweet and clean now after the rain. Dark, quiet, safe. We can build houses and everything. Start again from scratch. And what's so bad about living underground, eh? It's not been so great living up here, if you want my opinion. Take a look around you at the world we've come to know. Does it seem to be much more than a crazy circus show? But maybe from the madness, something beautiful will grow in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again, all over again. And barracks right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons, and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff, and men like you will teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, science, so we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns, and we'll play each other at cricket. Listen. Maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves and then... Wallop! Our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh with our heat ray. Whoosh! And them running and dying. Beaten at their own game. Man on top again.